You have got to be kidding me.
Yo.
What the?
Deadass?
Seriously, bro?
You are now tuned in to Seriously Bro Podcast.
Wow, that's crazy.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Los.
And I'm Scotty Does.
And even though last week was the last day to vote, remember...
DJ Los just told me he don't take... poops in public bathrooms.
Okay.
Bro, how do you not do that?
Bro, like, everything can be in a public. I just don't do it.
So what you mean by, you mean public, like, what if you go to, that's your church?
It's a public bathroom.
And you wouldn't do that?
I wouldn't do it.
What if it's your job? Public. And you're bugging, bro?
Public. I've taken dumps in public bathrooms, but the only time I really do it is like if I just can't take it no more.
You be hovering?
I don't hover.
Oh, you do the toilet paper?
Yeah, I put toilet paper. But I put toilet paper on even on my toilet.
Why?
Because it be cold. I don't like my ass to be cold.
Oh, technique.
Yeah, sir.
I can't dig that, but I mean.
But no, I see, my thing is when I use a bathroom in a house and I put this put toilet paper down, like that is my first defense of wiping my ass.
No.
Yes.
Yo, never mind. I'm not getting that. No.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Say it one more time.
This is my first defense is wiping my ass. So when I'm done, I use the...
Oh, you grab that and then toilet paper from the...
first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Technique.
Yes.
I still don't get it, though, but I mean... Have you ever had to be at, like, your job 8 hours a day?
Yep.
Like, Monday through Friday?
Yep.
No, I don't see how you do that, boss.
Brother, if you... I'm a...
This is gross.
Let's talk about it. Let's get to know who DJ Los is. I am a constipated fellow.
Oh, you're a constipated fellow.
Yes, brother. Like, literally, I took like...
Bro, no, I don't feel like we should do this right now.
I took one...
My
dump.
Bad.
I took one dump once a week for a long period of time. And I thought that was normal. Until I went to the doctor and it was like... You have a problem.
Clogged up.
No, thanks. I was like, when you say, oh, I take a dump once a week, once a day, I was like, nigga, what? I got pee once a day. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're doing. Anywho.
Anyways, back to what I was going. Last week was the last day to register to vote in the state of Georgia, but the voting is still going on. Make sure y'all go to the polls, because even though it says that, Biden is up on Trump. Don't let that fool you. Don't let that be the reason y'all don't go vote. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, harp on voting like I did last episode. But like I said, make sure y'all go vote. Make sure we get this lunatic and this line about I got COVID out of office. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But anyways, brother, what's good with you? You know what I'm saying? We haven't, like, actually, every single time, like, for the past couple episodes, we haven't, like, you know, given, like, a rundown, like, what's good with each other, what's new, you know?
Oh, I don't say it because there's nothing going on. I have nothing going on, bro, except for this. But I, like I said last time, man, just working, and anything happen? Nah, just working, man. What about you?
Nothing, like, I'm doing a whole lot more of my internship now, but other than that, it's, and I love it, bro.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's what's up, man.
But yeah, other than that, bro, I'm not doing nothing. I'm low-key getting better at Modern Warfare, you know?
No, you're not. I play with you. Even though we did win, I know y'all probably don't understand this.
They understand it.
But we won the other day in Warzone, so.
Yes. And I was like, and it was a huge part to me.
No, it wasn't. I had more kills than you. And you, when we won, you were... If y'all ever seen the game of seeing, like your boyfriend play it or whatever, you were on the ground, bro.
I was on the ground, and my thing is...
You distracted him.
And the only reason we won because of me. Because I had a heartbeat sensor. I was like, somebody is close. Somebody is close.
I do remember that.
And they say, you know, I was like, shit, somebody is right behind me.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm thinking about starting to Twitch.
Go for it, man. We need to start a Seriously Bro.
Yeah, Seriously Bro Twitch.
Yeah, man.
You know, talking about Seriously Bro, all the things is going, like, we've been talking about season two, and just to let y'all know, we got a lot in store for season two. But we have yet to drop this playlist. Like, should we just drop it, like, when season two starts and just, like, give them hella content at that particular point in time, but actually drop a playlist. Because I want to drop a playlist and then drop a Christmas playlist. Because my Christmas playlist is going to go stupid dumb.
It's not going to be better than mine. No, we're not betting.
No, I'm not betting. I'm just saying I put everything on it.
That's like my season. We talked about this. Like how we, like. Oh, yeah. Because remember, I remember we talked about Christmas is like our favorite time.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I promise you, time when December 1st starts is not after Christmas. See, I mean, after Thanksgiving, that's when decorations go up. Yeah. But December 1st, that's when Pandora come on and I sit in there hit the playlist, like the Mariah Carey.
I'm like the day after Thanksgiving, bro. Like, I think, but like I said, we already talked about this. But what I have been thinking, because like my birthday, for y'all that don't know, is the day before Christmas. And I've been trying to think about what to... I usually celebrate it like maybe 2 weeks before. Mm-hmm. So I've been thinking about what to do. Yeah, I know it's kind of early, but that's me. But I kind of been like, I want to travel, which I know that might sound crazy at this time. But I was talking to a friend of mine and I asked her like, well, she asked me, she's like, have you ever traveled alone? And I'm like, nah, like that's kind of scary. I don't even travel in the first place. I only been out of the country like once. Well, twice.
Congrats.
You'll get there, Bo. But would you ever travel alone? Like, would you do that?
I can't ask you a question.
Sure.
You know who Liam Neeson
is? Do I know what that is?
Yeah.
He's a guy with a particular set of skills.
But I don't want my father to have to say that.
Yeah, right. He ain't gonna get on no plane, and you can't go to across seas in a Ford truck.
All I got to say is, country. Like, I don't care. I respect all the veterans out there, but country veterans are different.
Yeah,
they're built different, bro. Because they already know how to do the thing that you're teaching them how to do. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but like I promise you, you get somebody from South Georgia that's in the army. They already know how to do everything. Yeah. You try to teach them. All I got to say is, I don't want my father to have to say that particular line.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want him to say that. So, for your answer is no.
I've been thinking about it. Like I said, I've been kind of on the fence about it. But, I mean, it's like something new. And I feel like it'll be a whole different experience than going with your friends or going with your significant other. Like, just you and you just, like, on this whole new experience. I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
You don't know something? Like, I was going back to my little, like, my little IG saved stories. And I was in, I did a little story when I was in New York in 2018. And I was thinking to myself that I probably would not be here today if it wasn't because of my LB and the fact that he knew how to get on and off of trains.
Bruh.
Like, that's why I said I could not travel by myself because I would get lost.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think about this stuff, too.
And then, as you know, like, my phone died. And then, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
To this day, I don't know how to read interstate signs. Because, you know, I'm from the country. So, it's like, you take a left at the church and then at that cow pasture, you'll take a right. So
And maybe leave some house over there. So, you just take a...
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I get it, bro. Because like even going to the airport, like for the first time, I'm like, bro, I just followed who I was with. I'm like, I'm just gonna do what you do.
No fact, bro.
They made me take off my shoes, bro. I'm like, bro, is it that serious?
You would never. I swear to God, I walk the other way.
If y'all take your shoes off,
I didn't have socks on.
Why does it matter? People be dirty, bro. Traveling.
Exactly. And the thing too is, I'm so what's the word? Dumbfounded. Not dumbfounded. I have no knowledge about planes. I didn't know that you can only carry one bag on a plane.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so like my thing is like if I ever go to like if you like even now that I pack my car up and I'm staying in Atlanta for this weekend, like I literally got a big suitcase and I got like shoe boxes. So like my thing is I don't know how I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
I know you got like a carry-on and this, that, and the other, like I can't fit my PlayStation in there. I carry my laptop everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how to do that. I'm going to have to YouTube how to pack clothes.
Yeah. So one time I went to Mexico. That was by plane. But then I went to the Bahamas on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And I think they let you carry, like, wine. Different. Like, a bottle of wine on the cruise. But you can't carry liquor. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. So, I looked up a lot of videos on how to smuggle alcohol. on a cruise ship.
Okay, congratulations. Hopefully no Popo is listening to this.
No, it's all right. Yeah, like I said, I looked it up, so it's out there already. But then when I got there, though, I found that it wasn't necessary. I literally had my backpack, mm-hmm. and I walked on the ship.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
nah, because you know they make wine, so like, yeah. I was putting...
Exactly.
Like, that's liquor what, in like a little wine bottle and yep. then seal it back up.
That's what
like,
I did. I went on Amazon and bought, I don't know what you call it, but I bought that stuff and then it's like a heat shrink. Like you can heat it up and it'll just, yeah.
So well, I know this is random, but for my best friend's birthday, she made me do these like ice liquor popsicles. Mm. So basically, I cut the top off of like a regular popsicle and I pour like, let's say 1/4 of it out and I put a shot into mm-hmm. the popsicle. And then she had like a little curling iron or flat iron.
Yeah.
And then I sealed the top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it froze.
I was curious how they like.
Yeah. Did that. Yeah. Me too, bro. You know I'll get amazed by little things, but bro, that I was just like, bro.
Yeah.
I got the Henny popsicles on deck. Go talk to me nice.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, that was dope. But as far as going back into a thing, like, I mean, I like the idea of traveling by myself, mm-hmm. but could I do it?
You get to meet new people, bro.
You're right.
Like, you're maybe right. not learn a language, but, you know, get to... Because that was a cool part, too, when I went to Mexico. Like, interacting with people, the locals. Like, interacting with them. Like, that was different. So, yeah. And asking them where to go, like, what's good. And that was, yeah.
Bro, dang. You know what, though? When I went to New York, me and Shane, we didn't... So, I gotta take this. We went to New York, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not plan a damn thing.
It was just y'all too?
No. It was like, we traveled with the school, but like, you pay like $500 and you got to stay on Times Square for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anybody can go they want to. Like, time when you got there,
oh, yeah.
you got free reign to do whatever you want to. Yeah. All you got to do is like check in at 9 and check in at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. You was good,
yeah,
right? But anyways, like, so we didn't plan nothing. My other LB, he planned a whole like week.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they went to the Daily Show. And guess who was on the Daily Show? Guess who was on the Daily Show?
Who?
Meek Mill.
Oh.
Nigga, I cried.
You tight.
I cried.
Big tight.
I cried. But if I can say one thing, though. When you go places, bro, don't Google where to eat. Ask the locals.
Yeah.
Ask the locals.
Yeah.
Because I promise you. I went to New York. We didn't know what to do. I was like, yo, where do you think we should go? And they gave us two places. And I was like, you know what? That sounds better. I smelled the name of the place. I was like, that sounds great. Let's go there. And I kid you not, everybody that was in my little group that we went with, I swear to God, ask them right now. Every place I picked, it was 100%, 10 out of 10, bro. No cap.
Did y'all try like the New York slice?
Oh, yeah. Nah, Grimaldi's. It's a pizza place called Grimaldi's. Freaking Shane loved that daggone place, bro.
Yeah.
He loved that place to death. Because that pizza was different.
Yeah.
You talking about the crispy crust, gooey cheese? Gooey cheese? I'm trying to tell you. Bro, Grimaldi's, y'all should sponsor us, bro. I'm putting y'all on the game right now. I'm putting y'all name out there, bro.
Right,
but Grimaldi's, bro, I would never get a name in Dallas Barbecue.
I went to a barbecue spot there. I think it was called BBQ's, maybe, or something like that. It was a popular spot, but I... And don't play with barbecue around me.
No,
like, you just can't put chicken and then put barbecue sauce on and be like, hey, no, it's not.
Don't do that.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, nah, Dallas Barbecue, that was the first time I ever tried chicken and waffles.
Mm.
First time ever. 2018, chicken and waffles. I fell in love with it since.
Yeah.
Okay. But
pancakes or waffles?
Ooh, different waffles.
Pancakes, bro. They're better than me. I don't know. I don't like waffles. They're too...
crispy?
Nah, they're too fluffy. What waffles you eating? Eggos? Lego my Eggos type stuff?
They're different, bro.
They're fire. Now, right. those are different. I eat those.
Those are different. But yeah. Waffles. Nah, bro, Huddle House waffles different.
It's got a hint of a funnel cake. Yeah.
It's a hint of a funnel cake in those
ones. No, I remember.
Huddle House waffles is better than Waffle House waffles. By far. I don't care what it
is. Huddle House is better than Waffle House.
That's why we cousins. Simple. I've been trying to put everybody on game, bro. But see, the thing is, they have to go to particular Huddle Houses. You know what I'm saying? Because you go to a Huddle House and you go to a Waffle House in Atlanta, you're going to get an experience.
Yeah.
But you just can't go to every Huddle House. Granted, that's weird to say. You can't go to every Huddle House. You can't even go to every Waffle House and get the same Waffle House experience. Mm. You have to go to certain Huddle Houses in a certain location to get that experience. And that is in South Georgia. Baxter, Georgia. Trust me, we're different.
Nah, man. I get it.
Huddle House is better than Waffle House. We're gonna put it up.
Might be the title.
Yeah. No, facts, bro. Facts. We don't get the most views after anything. Nigga, what the hell they talking about like that? Nigga, every Atlanta thing is gonna be like, they're gonna, yeah, they gonna be tight, bro. Mm. They're gonna be tight. That's it, the title. Huddle House is better than Waffle House.
I'm with like, it.
Description, tune in. That's it. Tune in. But nah, but I do wanna ask you this, bro, because I thought this was like crazy. So I saw this thing on Twitter and this girl went viral because she said, "So my boyfriend is mad at me because I went through his phone while he was asleep." Pause. Red flag. Continue. "By the way, I didn't find anything, but instead of arguing with me, he buys me Chipotle.
That's okay. It's all right. I get it. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
I get it, bro. I've never
heard of Chipotle until damn 2014. I'm sorry.
Me either.
Chipotle snacks and car in a car that says, "I'm sorry for not making you feel safe and secure, but there's nobody else but you."
That's fake. No one ain't do that shit. What? He caught her in the act and was like, "I'm sorry for you going through my phone." I don't know. I couldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Don't go through my phone. Next topic.
I got so much. I want to break it down, bro.
I'm here for you.
She said, "I went through his phone." That's red flag. And then
people don't go through people's phones no more, do they?
My thing is, if I'm not doing nothing, I don't care if you go through my phone, but just don't do it.
Wait a minute, that don't make sense.
No, because you can see anything
and make it something.
That's true. You can see me like a girl's pic and get pissed off. I had this woman I was talking to, and I like Amber Rose's pic. She got tight. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is a reason why people should not go through each other's phone, bro. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really don't have an excuse for it. Just like, it's mine, not yours, so don't go through it. Period. That's as simple as that. It's not yours. Don't belong to you, so don't go through my stuff.
But to be honest with you, I think it's healthy to have the conversations about trust. So for him to apologize for not making her like feel secure, is it wrong?
Yeah, exactly. I get that.
But he should also feel like address the fact that it's invasive of the hate of
invasive
behavior.
Boy, you on it today, ain't it? Struggle mode. Well, you're right. We don't usually record this late, so maybe that's what it is. You tired?
Yeah, I've been driving. It's okay. I've been up, bro.
Yeah, I get it. It's okay.
But honestly, if I ain't gonna say anything, we need to be more gentle with women, though, in general, because especially black women. And I respect him for keeping it so being so cool about it.
Yeah, it's cool. I ain't gonna respect it, but I don't have respect for it, but I'm not gonna say I respect it. Like, I'm just like,
but cool. Yeah, he shouldn't like take credit for her insecurities though. Like,
well, no, you know what he's doing though.
Especially if he's doing everything right.
But nobody does everything right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like he shouldn't take credit for her insecurities. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what he did.
But he could have done something to make her feel like, yo.
See, my thing is too, like, if you're acting different, and especially you be my spouse and you're acting different, and I know you're acting different, yeah. My first initial thought would not be the fact that you're sweeping around. My initial thought would be like, are you good? Like, are you mentally stable? Not mentally stable. Is everything good at work? You know what I'm saying? Is something you're not telling me? Not to go through your phone and see some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like you said, if somebody's doing they haven't stepped out of bounds yet and within the relationship situationship, because I know someone went through my stuff But I didn't. They said I'm going to do this, and if I don't find anything, I'm never going to do it again, or some excuse they told me. But they found stuff.
Obviously, because they're not here anymore.
But I mean, my thing is, bro, you got to understand how much, like, it's a lot of things I don't care about. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just had something here, but I didn't think anything of it, bro. I'm like, it's here, but I don't care. Like, it was in a drawer. And I'm like, bro, I don't think about it. I don't go in there and look at it or nothing. It's just, mm-hmm. it just exists in there, and I don't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And they saw it, and they were like,
so, yeah. Oh, God. But nah, one time, though, I had this situation to where I let my significant other hold my phone. Like she had everything, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So around her birthday, I was like, I stopped letting her do it because I was planning a party for her. Mm-hmm. And she obviously noticed this. So I literally had everybody that's like, yo, I'm pulling up. One person was the only one that was left over. You know what I'm saying? So I put the phone underneath the bed. Instead of under my pillow like I should have.
Yeah.
I put the phone underneath the bed. And he working out of this, so he had to wake up at 5 a.m. So he texts me at 5 a.m. She's up to get ready for school. Next thing you know, she gets the phone and goes through my phone. Granted, I wasn't doing nothing, but I was just like jokingly talking shit about her to her.
No. Nah, you had me until you said
no. I was jokingly talking shit like, yo, pull up on some, like, you know, with like gifts and gifts, like I like pull up on some gifts type shit. So you know what I'm saying? Cause you know she like gifts type shit. Cause you know she bougie. Shit,
okay. My bad.
Yeah. So it was like joking like that. It was nothing serious.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, she got tight with that and was upset. And as I said, like you literally can make a mountain out of molehill by going through your phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was planning a surprise.
Yeah.
And it backfired. So I was like, just let's not do it.
Bro, you remember? This is back in the day, you know, when I was young and immature. Remember about that app?
Brother, can I tell you something?
Yes.
When you told me about the app, I ain't needed. And the fact of the matter is, I'm about to tell all y'all about this app because Apple don't got it.
I don't even think it exists anymore.
If it did exist, if I'm going to be honest.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't be honest.
If it did exist, I'm just trying to say, like,
yeah, no, I get it.
Baby mom number one, baby mom number two. Like, I'm different. But you explain that? Because you brought it to my attention. But you explain that.
I don't even know how I found out. I think somebody told me about it. But it's an app that's which I guess right now at this point in time it is. Like, people wouldn't find it. Like, oh my god, I don't believe that exists. I can't believe that exists because I'm pretty sure like there's like 1,500 other apps that do the same thing at this point. But it was like it was called My Calculator. And it's a, like, you could type in, like, I think it was like
1, 2, 3 plus 8. 1, 2, 3 plus 8. But like,
yeah. My boy still remembering.
Trust me, I know, bro. Oh my gosh. They could have, and you know what? They could have helped me out so much when I was in undergrad, bro. Oh god. 1, 2, 3 plus equals.
Yeah, so you can type that in, and then it, like, you can see all these messages from people that you want to receive.
Stop it. Let me go. So basically, what you could do is it was a texting app. So you could add anybody you wanted to the app, and it'll only show up in the app.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: when you got a text message, it will say Wi-Fi network available.
Bruh, you know how many
nigga, I'm on campus. You know how many Wi-Fi's I go by? It's easy money. You wanna hold my phone? Hold it.
Get it. You got the whole day.
I'm throwing it at your ass. Nigga, what you mean?
Catch.
Nigga, let's play catch, nigga. Go get a glove. Here you go. Bruh. I'm trying to bring you this. Like, yeah, what?
That was clutch though back in the day.
It would have been clutch if it existed in 2018, goddamn it, but still.
Yeah, but now it's more so like, just don't go through my phone no more.
Now I'm happy, so I digress. I don't need it, but still, back in my heyday, you know, that would have been perfect.
Yeah, no, I get it, bro.
Like, I had it in high school when I wasn't even, I didn't know what a lot of shit was, to say the least.
Bruh, I'd be at the crib and Wi-Fi would just be connected. I'm like...
Bro, oh my god. I miss it.
I don't miss that, but that was a nice app. But man, what you have you been listening to this new music that came out?
I haven't listened to Bryson Tiller's album, but I listened to 21 Savage.
21. Yeah. Fire.
No cap. It is like dead ass. My thing is, so like now I've been trying to be more productive throughout my day. So like I take like an hour walk, or I will take a walk until I reach 2 miles. Mm-hmm. And I've been like reading my daily devotionals and like, you know, been trying to wake up, eat and breakfast, all that good stuff. So when I did my little hour walk, I listened to the album. But if I can say one thing, Morgan Freeman made that album.
Yo, that was dope. But I'm tired of people doing that, though. I'm tired of people using Morgan Freeman. But he's a great narrator, I guess.
Bro, no. I personally, I've never seen him narrate a whole
album. Not an album. No, I haven't seen him do an album before. But I've seen him narrate. I think he did Dave Chappelle's.
Sticks and Stones.
Yeah,
Morgan Freeman. He's the GOAT of narration. Nobody's better than him at narration, except for the damn whoever did Pound Cake. Good God, about it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Was that his dad?
What?
Drake's dad.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it might have been.
I can't think. It's like, good God, about it. Back in my day.
No, I don't know it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but nah, his album was fire. I know, granted, I think my favorite song on there was R.I.P. Love and Street Rats. Different.
And, yeah,
you know, obviously the Drake.
Snitching Rats?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one with Young Nudie on there.
Yeah. Bruh. Snitching Rats.
Yeah, Snitching, yeah. Y'all need to check out this song by Young Nudie called Yeah, Yeah. Yeah. That's like my favorite song. I've been listening to that for years. Like, anytime I need to turn up real quick before I'm going out or something, like, I listen to that. Infinito by Chief Keef.
Different. I don't know. Well, yeah, so
that make you want to fight, bro.
No, facts.
Out of nowhere.
That's when niggas with the goddamn Black Air Force Ones come exactly. out of the club. Cool.
Out of the shadows. Like, where you been here the whole time?
Nigga, let's get it. You ever saw them damn TikToks where niggas be like, whoever listen to NBA Youngboy be walking like that?
Yeah.
That's them niggas right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was your favorite songs on the album?
I don't know the name of it. I think it's like something about running or something like that.
Oh, it was the second. That was the second song. Running. Yeah, running.
They got a video for it or something like that.
Oh, they do? Already?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know for a fact. I don't know.
The promo video for it. You saw the promo video for it?
Oh my God, that blood on the floor and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was different. I just thought he was going to narrate. I thought Mark Freeman was going to narrate the.
That's that part?
Yeah, just that part.
Yeah, nah.
But the fact that he narrated the whole thing, I was like, bro, this is different. And like, to me, like I said, he made the album, honestly.
Yeah. You have like a favorite Morgan Freeman movie?
Honestly.
That'll be a negative.
No. I mean, two things. One thing is, if you're going to have somebody play God, it has to be Morgan Freeman.
You said this before.
Yeah, it has to be Morgan Freeman. I watched Lucifer, and then they got the dude from Allstate to play God.
But yeah, he does a good. He has a like a similar voice.
Yeah, he does.
Why God gotta have a deep voice?
Deep voice being powerful.
I guess
bro,
so.
Bro, don't kill me. But who was that dude that had a deep voice back in the day?
James Earl Jones, Darth Vader.
No. A musician like not Otis Redding.
Oh, that dude that said that. Oh man.
See?
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, that guy?
I think so.
I don't know his name.
I can't think of his name.
But either. he had a face, boy.
Was it is it White something? Not Otis Redding, but White.
I don't know.
Barry White. Barry White.
Oh no. Oh my bad. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, Barry White. Yeah. Barry White. Barry. He got a deep voice, bro. Like,
oh,
bro,
yeah.
I would listen to a song, I'm like, bro, I know you had to have more bodies than wheels, bro. Like that ass. Especially back in the day, bro. Like, that was easy money.
Practice what you preach, man. You
practice. That's what I'm talking about.
Imagine walking up to a woman like, and she's talking all that trash.
Yeah.
And you be like, all right, practice what you preach. Practice what you preach.
You know, I would be like, drop him. That's all you gotta do. Like, if I had a deep voice like that, I'm like, drop him. It's easy. Easy. You ever saw, what's his dude name? He does imitations. He did, like, the real good Jay-Z imitation.
Oh,
Aries Spears.
Oh, okay.
Aries Spears, I think.
Yeah.
He was like, you ever He's like, you ever talked to a woman in like a British accent before?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing with Barry White, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy. Easy money. But nah, I think my favorite movie with Morgan Freeman has to be Lean on Me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That'll probably be my favorite, too. I was thinking Shawshank, but I think that might be it, though.
I've never heard of Shawshank.
Shawshank's Redemption with, what was that? No, that wasn't, I don't know who that was. But yeah, when they had the dude, the white guy escape. Yeah. Mm. But no, mine would be Lean on Me, too, though.
Yeah, Lean on Me.
Yeah.
But I was really contemplating on doing, like, Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty, but I was like, it's the fact that he played God in those movies. But if I can say something, though.
Of course you can.
He's a cool-ass nigga. Because every single time I see him, he got a damn hoop earring in. I'm like, bro.
I saw you with a hoop earring the other day. Let's talk about that.
matter of fact, I had forgot I had him in, and I had him in at work. And I had took him off.
You couldn't feel it dangling across your neck? Bro, you were talking to me, and I saw it, and you was like, kept on talking, and I just interrupted you. I was like, hoop earring.
I was like, what the hell is he saying? You were saying it so loud, too. I was like, nigga, what? And I was like, oh. I was like, bro. I don't know, because we were sitting to talk about business, too. They say, you know, hoop earring. I was like, nigga, what the hell are you saying? I was like, and then when I heard that, I was like, oh, okay.
Bro, I remember it was one time I came home from Atlanta when I was in college, and of course, my mom, I think my dad took me to Macon, and my mom met me in Macon, and she took me, because she can't drive in Atlanta. It's a big deal. Anyway, are you putting the earring in right? Yeah. No, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know who talked me into it or what.
Get your ears pierced.
I got my ears pierced, right?
Bro,
and we stopped by the junior high, and I guess Gramps was working on, like, he was working on it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh.
Now, bro, so... Like, because I was driving my I was in the car with my dad the whole time, and he didn't even notice it. And you know, I had it. I don't even know.
Uncle Leon?
No.
Oh, okay.
My biological dad.
I'm sorry.
So he didn't notice it the whole time. But then my mom, I guess she like fucking Iron Man analyzed my body real quick, and then she saw my ear and she was like, Brandon. I'm like, what'd I do? Like, I just wanted her like that. It's like the earring, and my dad was like, "Oh man, what?" I'm like, "Nigga, you know you don't care. You know you don't care." But so when we got home, she drove by the junior high, and he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were talking, and she was like, "Look," and this is not funny though, because I don't. I wish they could see what I'm about to do, bro. But like, she showed him, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, "What you mean?" And then he did like this. I don't know if y'all remember, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Like, you put your hand straight forward
and then you shake it. Yeah, he was like, I wish I could see what I'm doing right now. But I think he made a gesture like, am I like homosexual or something like that? Because I think that's what, you know, at that point, that's what they thought. They meant like.
You want to know the funny thing, though?
What?
Grips had eerie when he was younger.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Exactly.
No, man.
But nah, damn, bro. So I got my, like, I forgot. So my best friend, Justin, he was like, bro, you want to get your ears pierced? I was like, nigga, no, I'm not about to do that. It cost $20. Back then, like, it was my freshman year at school, and my dad gave me $20 a week. I was like, nigga, I'm not about to spend this. I literally break my shit down into, by the cent.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, you gonna get your ears pierced, I pay for it. I was like, nigga, you gonna pay for it, let's go get it. We went to Walmart, and I'm thinking he bluffing the whole time. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, it was only like $10, $15 for your ears pierced. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
So I got my ears pierced, bro. So every single time I went home,
my
mama knew I had my ears pierced, and she didn't care. So she broke off some straw and made me put it in my ear.
So it won't close up.
So it won't close up. You know what I'm saying? Some straw for a broom.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned the ends off and put in my ear. So my daddy never knew. So I got my earrings in, and I'm in Statesboro. And he comes down to Statesboro. And I'm not thinking. So I open the door for him. He's sitting there having a conversation with me. Then he stopped. And bro.
Iron Man.
My dad is light. He's not light skinned, but he's a little light. His skin turned red. His skin turned red. And then like my demeanor just dropped. I'm like, are you good?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you good?
Man, what?
And the thing is, Justin's standing right behind me, bro. He's standing right behind me. We sitting having a conversation. He's standing. And he grabbed my fucking ear.
Jesus.
He grabbed my ear. He said, he want me to do shit on your ear right now, boy. I was like, what?
They'll never understand, bro.
Bro, Justin literally, his mouth just said, oh, and he literally took like three big step backs and like left out the house, bro. I was just like, nigga, help me. Bro, cause nigga, he was like, bro, I don't like, the only thing I don't want you to do, your pants are sagging, you get ears pierced, nigga. And I did that the most. I did the most.
Yeah.
So, bro, yeah. Like, to this day, bro, I don't take them on my ear now because I pay for everything myself.
Yeah.
So when I was riding, bro, and he was in the paying for everything for me, nigga, I was like, bro, I don't got them no more.
But yeah, I don't even know what made me want to get my ears pierced, though, because that wasn't even my thing. I don't know. I might have just been falling in love with this Atlanta life, I guess. I don't know. But I ain't got it no more, as you can see.
It enhances certain qualities about my facial features for me.
Don't talk to me like that ever again. Whatever that was just did, don't ever talk to me like that ever again in your life.
Oh, God. But I don't know. Like, parents are weird. Like, my thing is, okay, I don't, like, they don't want me to get a tattoo. And granted, I don't want to get a tattoo either. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Unless I'm muscular and I can dab and that shit look good on me. And my thing is, too, I'm sorry, I gotta say this.
You'll never get a tattoo then. I'm sorry, man. I'm just saying. You gotta talk about the truth.
Bro, you know, like I said, bro, I'll do shit just to prove you wrong. You be weird about to make me go do get a workout plan and just by December, nigga, I have a fit body.
Yeah, okay. I mean, hey, do your thing. Anyway, what were you saying? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Fuck you.
I apologize.
Yeah, I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, yeah, tattoo. Anyways. So, damn. If I ever get a tattoo, bro, I will never pay $20 for any kind of thing I want on my body. Bro, that's what I'm trying to say. People will literally go to artists and be like, I can do that for $20. Bro, I'm spending, you gotta understand, bro, this is gonna be on your skin for the rest of your life. I don't see how people sitting there and be like, oh, I wanna go get a tattoo, my first tattoo ever. It's gonna cost $60, and that'd be like a little rose on your back.
Exactly.
I'm like, bro.
But I guess some people be using like stencils and stuff like that, so.
It doesn't matter, bro.
No, I mean, I get it.
I want top tier quality. Like, if I get a tattoo, bro, I'm spending at least a good $100.
I mean, I feel you, bro.
Because I'm like, nigga, I'm not about to sit here and have some piece of shit on my body for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, this.
Your grandfather would be highly disappointed. I feel like that's when he'd be like,
he'll
be like, no.
Every single time we watch an NBA game, bro, he's sitting and talk so much shit about all, why they gotta put a chill on their body?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, why are you yelling at me about this?
Yeah.
I don't want a tattoo. Do I look like I can get a tattoo? Exactly. I would never do it. He loves himself some Dwayne Wade and Dwight Howard because they don't got tattoos.
Dwayne Wade dyed his hair blonde and pink, I think. Some weird shit, I don't know.
Yeah, at the age of
like. Exactly, bro. Are you going through like a postpartum NBA life type? Yeah. You just want attention?
Bro, if you literally look through his career, you would see him bald head, shaved head, you know what I'm saying? Afro, no afro, dreads. Braids,
yeah.
Pink hair, blue hair. Like, that's different. But honestly, if I'm being real, I think he did a pink. I think he changed the color of his hair for his. Now, currently.
Yeah.
So I think that's why. But I think, like, that's not the reason. You just doing it for a midlife crisis, brother. Like, you
know,
do something with yourself. That's real. No, that's different.
I could dig it.
Yeah. I guess before we sign off, we can just say...
this was a short episode.
It was a short episode, but it had great quality in it. Like, you know, you rather have...
Oh, Lord. Bro, you're not good at analogies. You're not good at it. So do it. Go for it. Try it. Try it.
You rather have great sex for 5 minutes than good sex for 50 minutes. Correct?
No. I personally, no, I wouldn't.
Mind-blowing sex for 5 minutes.
That's different. Mind-blowing is different.
Mind-blowing sex for 5 minutes rather than good sex for 50 minutes.
Mind-blowing, yeah, I guess so.
And I'll add an extra 10 minutes. I'll add an extra 10 minutes to say 15 minutes.
Okay.
There you go. Mind-blowing sex
for mind-blowing.
Rather than
good. You ever had mind-blowing sex before?
Brother, I'm a virgin. I'm sorry. I forgot. We said stop mind, but yes, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm not sharing this episode with mom. But
I'm pretty sure she already knows.
Yeah, she does. But still, before we like sign off though, I would like to say congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers for getting. I'm sorry. Let me phrase this. Congratulations to LeBron Ramon James Sr.
That's really his middle name?
I'm going to say something off air. But anyways, congratulations to LeBron Ramon James Sr. for getting his fourth ring in 17 years and his 10th time going to the NBA Finals.
And with a top five player ever, no, not ever, but top five player in the league too. He did that, but this is his second time doing that, ain't it?
What?
This is his second time getting a championship with somebody that's like in the top 10 in basketball at the time. Like with Dwayne Wade.
I give Dwayne Wade that. Yeah, I would give him that.
Yeah.
But shout out to Kobe for getting him. I'm sorry. Shout out to Shaq for being the best player in the league for 3 years and having Kobe, who is the third best player in league history.
You're disrespectful. And then what about the other two that he won?
Oh, shout out to Kobe for having Paul Gasol.
A very skilled power forward. He wasn't top 10. He wasn't even, he probably wasn't even a top 20 player in the league at that point. So chill out, bro. Why are we doing this?
He wasn't the
top 20?
He was.
Carmelo was in the league at that point in time. LeBron was in the league at that point in time.
But no.
He was probably top 20. Are we going to do this real?
We're not doing this because we're signing off. What I'm saying is,
he was probably top in his position.
Yes, he was literally
powerful. No.
Think about this. Because when after, you gotta have that decline after Alonzo Mourning's drifting off, after Shaq is drifting off, you have a decline in top centers and power forwards.
Kevin Garnett was still in the league.
You have a decline, like I said, you're declining in this area now. Now this is where the prime. This is prime where
that wasn't. He wasn't in his
small
prime.
Forwards, today, point guards.
He wasn't in his
now
prime.
You have power forward point power forwards and coming.
He wasn't in his
now.
Prime at the time either.
Who? Paul
Gasol. No, it was
he
not
was.
In his prime.
He left the Memphis. He was literally in his.
Prime. That was him in his prime.
You know how long he was in Memphis?
I know he didn't bring those skills to L.A.
Okay, so without Paul Gasol, you think Kobe would have won?
No, I don't. Okay. Well, that's a possibility. Because he still had LeVar Odom. He might have would have started. And then they still had Andrew Bynum. So chill out. They still would have been the tallest team.
You chill out because you sitting there giving me my whole damn point. Doggone it.
Anthony Davis is a top five player in the league right now.
There's only two players on the whole team.
And your point being?
Yeah.
He's top five. What? Who? Where's Jimmy Butler at in the list of top 10 right now in the league? Exactly. Once again, check our Twitter out. I don't even know what you be saying. You get on my nerves, nigga. Close this shit out.
No, we're going to talk about this. You got me tight, bro.
We can talk about it afterwards. We're not talking about it. We're not doing another basketball episode.
We're not going to do another basketball episode. We're not. I swear to God, we're not. But all I got to say is,
those who know. And those who don't.
I'm going to educate y'all. Oh my God, we better. I want to make it into heaven. You better be glad. You better be glad, bro. You better be glad I want to make it into heaven. Cause, ooh.
Whatever, man.
But anyway, like I was saying before I got interrupted, shout out to LeBron Ramon James Sr. for getting his fourth ring in 17 years and his 10th time going to the NBA Finals. That is a feat that a lot of people cannot do going to the finals 10 times. It doesn't matter if how many losses you got. You did it, bro. You did it. I'm happy for you. Go ahead and get that fifth one and sixth one before you leave because you know you will because you're still in your prime in your 17th year. That's different. That's crazy. Okay. I'll leave that alone. But still, like I said, as always, it's your boy, DJ Los.
And I can't stand working with you.
And as always, remember,
be kind to one another and be kind to yourself.
Seriously, bro, we vote, you vote. Go vote. Wakanda forever.
Peace.